Good afternoon. I am Mary Jo Prince, and on behalf of Bryan and College Station Police Departments, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and Scotty's House Child Advocacy Center, welcome to Brazos County's second annual Blue Ribbon Tree Ceremony, where we gather today to acknowledge Brazos County's 126 child abuse victims, each represented today by the 126 blue ribbons you see hung on the tree to my left, your right. These are child abuse victims that we also like to refer to as survivors. They were brought to Scotty's house where their healing could begin. They were brought by law enforcement officers and professionals where they could have access to forensic interviews, counseling, and therapy so that their healing could begin. And we appreciate everybody involved in that process for making that happen for the sake of the children of Brazos County. We'd like to start today our program with an invocation given by Ms. Marquette Hickson. Marquette.
Good afternoon. I'm Reverend Hickson. Can y'all please bow your heads for a prayer? Dear Lord, we come to you today with these children, so many of them, all of them victims, and you say, let the children come to me and come to heaven just as gentle as a child. Children are so innocent, and yet they're so trusting. We ask that you be with every one of them, their families. We ask that you give thanks to those people who help and give such a dedication of their lives in protecting these children and making sure that they have health again, making sure that they have the abilities to do the things that they need to do to be healthy children once again. And as a grandmother of a sexually abused child, I completely understand where the hearts of these people are at. And in Jesus' sweet name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I've got to go.
Thank you, Marquette. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Detective Lou.
I think her prayer is working already. The rain's holding off and with a little overcast, so it will keep it bearable. In addition to serving as your MC today, I also have the privilege and honor of serving on the Scotty's House Board of Directors. And shortly you're going to hear from our president, who is Sheriff Chris Kirk. But I'd like to acknowledge other members of our Scotty's House Board who are here today. Denise Boyette is here. And our Scotty's House staff. So often staff members in events like this, their thanks are put towards the end of the program, but for what they do many of us can only imagine what they endure and the professionalism with which they use and making this process work and helping that healing with our children. I'd like to introduce the staff of Scotty's House. If y'all will step forward or raise your hand so we can acknowledge you. They've also worked, Melanie, they've also worked very hard on this program today, Miss Melanie Scarpacci, and all the events of the Child Abuse Prevention Month awareness event. So we thank you. We thank you. You do the jobs that many of us can't do. And for that, we send a big thanks and appreciation. And we'd also like to thank all of you that are here, not members of the law enforcement agencies, but those of you that have taken time out of your day to be here to acknowledge this such an important event. Thank you all for being here. Yes, April is a month to remember, not just because America's favorite pastime gets picked into full swing again through baseball games, and not just because we get to enjoy the last couple of weeks of the beautiful bluebonnets in full bloom, and certainly not because we're reminded of our Uncle Sam thank you note that we have to send him every year at April 15th. No, today, this month, is important because it's a special month. It is recognized nationally as Child Abuse Prevention Month. And once again, Scotty's House Child Advocacy Center is partnering with local law enforcement and child service agencies to raise awareness of the serious problems, the important challenges, and all that goes along with fighting child abuse. We see the most important challenges right here in our own community. That includes neglect, sadness, and also the happiness that comes along with reaching one child, reaching every child, and the ability to help their healing. There are several events planned throughout the month that you can visit Scotty's House website at www.scottyshouse.org for a full list of events going on this month. But today we would like to shine the spotlight on Brazos County's Blue Ribbon Day, where our blue ribbons represent only 10% of the actual victims in our community. It is our hope and our passion that public displays like the Blue Ribbon event that you see here today and around the Brazos Valley will help encourage and empower our wonderful citizens to report suspected child abuse, suspected at any level, to law enforcement and child protective services, so that the other 90% of abused children who still suffer every day can be reached, and that their families can receive the treatment and the counseling that they so deserve. This is a joint effort between Scotty's House and our local law enforcement agencies, so it's now time to hear from those agencies whose dedicated men and women are in the trenches every day fighting the battles that most of us can only imagine what it's like to face every day. First, it's my pleasure to introduce Assistant Police Chief Waylon Rawls from the City of Bryan Police Department, who has graciously provided the headquarters for this special ceremony today. Wayland, we know Chief Buskey is out of town, and so we hope you will extend our thanks to him and to the department for your hospitality today. Assistant Chief Wayland Rawls.
Well, good afternoon. On behalf of the Bryan Police Department, welcome to the Bryan Criminal Justice Center. We're very proud of our facility here, and we're honored that you're here. As been stated, this ceremony represents 126 survivors. Those survivors were helped by Scotty's House and many of the men and women that are here today. We know that that's only a fraction of the total cases. I believe Mary Jo said 10%. You know, as police officers, we can perform many tasks. But our very most important task is protect individuals that cannot protect themselves. Let's face it. In a world full of crime, our children are the only innocent thing that we have left. The Bryan Police Department works to seek out those who prey on the helpless and hold them accountable for the harm that they cause. Our Brazos Valley is very blessed with individuals who care about our children. We continue to encourage the public to speak for those children who cannot speak for themselves. We ask that if you're in doubt of a child that's potentially being abused, to speak up, get involved, and report it. You might be the only link that that child has for getting help. I'd like to send a special thanks to the men and women of the Bryan Police Department for the work that you do every day to protect children, and especially to our very own Detective Chris Loop. We thank Scotty's House and the other agencies within our community that do everything they can to protect children. And thank you again for being here today.
And now, on behalf of the City of College Station, we understand that Chief Capps, Jeff Capps, had to be out of town today and sends his regrets. But representing him is a law enforcement professional with whom I've had the pleasure of serving on Scotty's House Board for several years. And I am lucky to call him my friend, College Station Police Department Assistant Chief Scott McCollum.
Good afternoon. When I look at this Blue Ribbon Tree, I'm reminded not only of the abundance of children in need in our community, but also the numerous advocates, law enforcement officers, therapists, medical professionals, and criminal justice staff who work diligently to bring light back into these children's lives and prevent other children from being hurt. Together, we work to give hope and healing to children and the community as a whole. Together, we do make a difference. Child abuse knows no socioeconomic, educational, cultural, or religious boundaries. Therefore, as the number of children and families grow within the Brazos Valley, so must our commitment to them. On behalf of the Board of Directors and the law enforcement community, I thank you all, especially Scotty's House staff and the multidisciplinary team that work tirelessly to address these kind of cases, for your devoted efforts past and present, and offer our continuous support for the future. Thank you.
While we have a second, I'd like to acknowledge another Scotty's House board member, Ms. Ann Ganter, who's arrived, and her daughter Katie, who has two beautiful children, and at liberty to say two more on the way. So we know those are going to be loved beyond imagination. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, Katie, for being here. And what can you say about a long, tall Texan who wears a hat, inconspicuously carries a pistol, walks and talks softly, and still manages to be, I'm a little partial, but I think the best sheriff in the state of Texas. You can say that he is so dedicated and always finds time outside of the normal realm of his job to help others at every level. He does serve as Scotty's House Board President and does so with great compassion, as he does everything else that he plays a role in. His main priority is to keep our citizens of Brazos County, the safest citizens in the state of Texas. And it is with great pride and a great privilege to introduce to you our Sheriff Chris Kirk and the 2013 host of the Blue Ribbon Tree for next year, Sheriff Chris Kirk.
Thank you, Mary Jo. My hat doesn't fit after that kind of thing. Also, not saying anything about my chief buddies, but I'm a little, feel like I'm left out. I hope they're not out there fishing or doing something fun without me, but I am proud to stand before you today representing the Brazos County Sheriff's Office as well as Scotty's House. You know, from my perspective, I do get to see what this type of abuse means to this community, the effects that it has on the victims and their families, and the effects that it have that go into, you know, far-ranging, well beyond what we can even imagine when you talk about a victim that suffers at the hands like some of our children do. I mean, when you talk about 126 here in Brazos County, and 90% or better of those are sexually abused, that does have a tremendous impact on the life of that child. And so to have Scotty's House and Scotty's House partners, the law enforcement and prosecutors and Child Protective Services, all working together to help that child is a great thing. You know, we've hung 126 ribbons in this tree. Each one of those represent a victim. Well, let's look at the tree. It's a healthy looking tree, right? And so when you imagine what it takes to make a healthy looking tree, you have to know that there are roots underground, roots that provide stability for that tree to stand tall, roots that provide the sustenance for that tree to flourish. And so when you disturb those roots, you also disturb the health of that tree. And it's the same thing for a crime victim. When a crime victim, especially a child, is disturbed at the level that they are when they're sexually abused or abused at any level, they don't flourish. They don't flourish like this tree is flourishing. And so those roots then don't grow. And if they don't find the treatment they need, they don't find the help they need from law enforcement and the prosecutors and their own community, they wither. And they don't flourish and enjoy their life to the level that they could have. So, I want to thank each of you that work to help these child victims. And I want to, myself and Scotty's House, to say and stand that we will continue and pledge to continue to support those child victims to the very best of our abilities, as I know you do too. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for recognizing the need for awareness in our community and being able to bring this rather troublesome issue to a forefront so that our community is aware that it does exist, and hopefully we'll continue to prevent it and make sure that every child flourishes in our community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sheriff. And once again, you can never say thank you enough when it comes to a field such as child abuse. We once again say thank you to all of our Bryan, College Station, and Brazos County law enforcement professionals. For those that are not here today, please extend our thanks that you'll be visiting with them in your offices and in your place of business. Thanks to our Child Advocacy Center professionals, the forensic staffs, the counselors, the therapists, our contributors, our underwriters, our donors, who we as Child Advocacy Centers could not operate without the community support. And it goes beyond measure of what just, whether it's time, money, thoughts, prayers, it all counts and it all makes a difference. And all the prayers are out there. We know that. And the support's there. The community supports us continuously. And we appreciate the community for that. And again, on behalf of Scotty's House, we encourage everyone to take a look at the tree while you're still here today. There are trees all over the Brazos Valley area for a reflection. And before we move inside for refreshments and for some artwork that I believe has been done by Bryan High School students, reflecting the child abuse challenges and some of their artwork, again, we invite you to plan on next year being out at the Brazos County Sheriff's Office for the event there. And please let the Blue Ribbon Tree be a reminder that it's all of our responsibilities to ensure that every child in our community and elsewhere has the equal opportunity to a safe and happy childhood. We encourage all to please report any suspected abuse at any level so that we don't read about something in tomorrow's paper or see it on tonight's television news reports, or hear about it on tomorrow's radio broadcast, and say to ourselves afterwards, if I'd only made the call. Thank you again for being here. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and we'll see you inside for refreshments.